Tasted. You can see it.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
What we also saw a bit late earlier was the sun. It's coming back. Pretoria up to 26 tomorrow. Yes. Johannesburg 24. Mbombela and Tzaneen 27. Yes, Danny. I think a lot of people are saying yes with you. But for now, we start in Soweto. A police officer who shot his wife on Valentine's Day last week will appear in court again today, or rather next week, to apply for bail. So Sergeant Ngudumane Mhlalalela killed his wife, also a police officer, because he allegedly suspected her for infidelity. Here's Gauteng MPA spokesperson Pindi Mjonondwane.
Mhlalalela fled the scene, but handed himself over to the Moroka South African Police Service on the 18th of February 2025 and was later handed over to the Protea Glen South African Police Service for processing.
Speaking about the police, around 3 million rand will be used to equip 100 police officers with body cameras. It will be implemented in April. Now, the DA isn't too happy with this because they say that 179,000 police officers serve in the country. So they believe that although 100 cameras is a good step, it's very insufficient. Last year, though, 111 police officers were killed in the line of duty, and there are those who welcome the idea of these cameras. One of them is Willem Els from the Institute of Security Studies.
The public will be forced to approach these police officers in a respectful way because it will be all on real-time footage, and that will serve then as a deterrence for abuse from the public towards the police, but it will also serve as a deterrence for abuse from the police towards the public.
In other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the world must not lose sight of its commitment to end poverty and inequality. He welcomed foreign ministers to the first G20 meeting under South Africa's presidency. Anastasia Mokhobu is there and found this report.
With just 5 years left to meet the 2030 targets, Ramaphosa says the G20 must lead efforts to tackle global challenges through collaboration and solidarity. He has placed these principles at the heart of South Africa's G20 presidency, emphasizing that all voices must be heard.
Extreme poverty and growing inequality within and among nations weigh heavily on the conscience of the world.
Ramaphosa has reiterated that multilateralism and international law must remain central to global governance as conflicts, economic divides, and climate challenges continue to reshape the world. Anastasia Mokhobu, Jacaranda FM News at Nasrec.
And finally, remember that story about the Norwegian chess legend Magnus Carlsen? He was recently disqualified from a chess championship in New York because he wore jeans. He's now decided to put the jeans up for sale in an online auction, and the bidding reached $8,000 today. That's about 146,000 rand. So just a bit of background there. The Chess Federation fined him $2,000 and then banned him from taking part in round 9 at the World Rapid and Bliss Chess Champions, deeming his attire inappropriate. Caused quite a stir, and now he has 146,000 rand to show for it. I'm Madeline Frischer, back with you tomorrow.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.